don't you know? When I hit Reno, the Beano women crap Sorkino. But there's one place where I can't help myself. When I'm drinking at the Silver Dollar Bar at Harold's Club, the best saloon I've seen, I won't hesitate after three Manhattans to find the table that fuels my passion and mosey past the gals playing slot machines. In the corner there I hear the dealer calling, and I know I'm obliged no more to roam. And as much as I do love our house in Tucson, Reno's got the green, green belt of home. Seven car stud, ooh, ooh, seven car stud. Seven car stud, ooh, ooh, seven car stud. Well, my money's on the table, so deal me in. One up and two in the hole. After one card, I'm part of the flush, and we've got three cards to go. We've got three cards to go. Seven cards stud. Seven cards stud. Well, there I was, Reno, Nevada, the biggest little city in the world. I believe it was April of 1963, and I drove my T-Bird right down Virginia Street to my favorite casino in the city, Harold's Club. I threw the valet my keys, moseyed on inside, and saddled up to my favorite bar, the Silver Dollar, where I had, in quick succession, three Manhattans, and then moseyed my way back to the rear of the casino, where I saw laid out in front of me God's green pastures in the form of a seven-card stud game. I sat down, got my chips, and then soon enough my opponents began to circle me like a school of hungry sharks. The first to sit down was an opponent well known to me, the Viking vampire, Sven Jorgensen, all the way from Portland, Oregon. I looked him in his cold, dead eyes and said, "Sven, you'll get neither money nor blood from me tonight." And then a beautiful red-headed woman sat down next to me and introduced herself merely as Jolene. I said, "Jolene, don't take my money just because you can." She smiled, but said nothing. And after a number of hands and raking home some chips, a dark figure entered the room, dressed entirely in a suit of black clothing and wearing dark glasses, and he sat down across the table from me. It seemed that death himself had come to either take my money or my life away, but I was unafraid and undaunted. So I squared my shoulders, straightened my bolo tie, and said to him, "Boy, what you wearing them dark glasses for? Don't you realize you're inside?" Jolene put her hand upon my forearm. "Do you know who that is?" she said. I said, "No, ma'am." She said, "That's Roy Orbison. I'll call you from the Silver Dollar Bar with one more Manhattan in my hand. And sure, it just might be right around midnight, but I promise things are gonna be alright. When it comes to poker, I'm your man." Gonna wait for a sucker to play. There's a cat who dreams he can beat me with queens. Better bet I'm gonna make him pay. Better bet I'm gonna make him pay. When I've had my fill, I'll get up from the table and bid farewell to the club that I adore. And I'll drive my T-Bird right back home to Tucson. Kiss you and tell you that I'm yours. Seven cards stud. Seven cards stud. Ooh, ooh, seven cards stud. Seven cards stud. Ooh, ooh, seven cards stud. Seven cards stud.